brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. Lord Christopher Monckton on the plunging dollar, open announcements of global government, the latest plans to bring in an eco-green tyranny. He'll be joining us for about 30 minutes coming up at the bottom of the hour. I want to open the phones up right now about Obama's press conference, laughing, giggling, finally releasing what he says is the full birth certificate, not the fake receipt. Now, remember, they said there was no other certificate. This was it. And that really fueled this. They're not stupid. They knew that would do that. Why do you think they did that? To make this a political diversion later to say, see, I really was born here? Or have they had time to fake it? I mean, this is a psyop. There's no doubt. And I trust Donald Trump about as far as I could throw him. They've analyzed his record. Trump's donation history shows Democratic favoritism. Is he a ringer like somebody in a Don King fight? We've also got Miss America sexually molested by TSA. We've also got top Mexican drug lord. I traffic cocaine for the U.S. government. We've got coming up pretty soon. Bernanke's going to give his speech about QE2 and interest rates. Big news on that front. But I want to take a lot of your phone calls in this 30-minute block. Chris in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I was just thinking a lot that Trump basically is they're using him to pull the birth certificate out. And then, you know, he's probably going to announce on his show that he's, you know, backed down. And that was his duty to bring the certificate out. So the dumbed-down Americans will believe that.
And I'm very proud of myself for bringing this to a head. And it's true. Trump running around did bring this to a head.
That's a joke. I don't want to waste too much of your time, but thanks. And I appreciate everything you do. And I'm trying to wake people up, so.
Well, I mean, let me ask you, what's your gut? Because why didn't they just release this 2.5 years ago? Was it so they could make this a controversy and then discredit people? Because I don't think that's going to work. I think it's going to make it bigger now. Nobody believes what government says or puts out. Congress has a 9% approval rating. They can say the sky's blue, nobody would buy it. Even if it's the truth, nobody's going to buy this. Or did they get desperate when right at 2/3 of the American people said they don't believe Obama was born here?
Yeah, well, my gut says that, you know, he's a fraud. I mean, I've always thought that. That's it. You know, I think he's a fraud, and I think, they think it's going to backfire in their face.
All right, I appreciate you joining us, Chris. Moses in Arizona, maybe you can lead us out of this wilderness, Moses. What's your view?
Hello, Alex, and thank you for taking my call. I have several things. Number one, did you ever see that newspaper article when he was running for Senate and it said Kenyan-born Obama?
Yes, and I believe that was a manufactured article.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that, but that's been going around a lot.
Well, I know his grandmother said he was born in Kenya. That's really what started all this. And his wife at Democratic functions had said he went back to his homeland of Kenya. And your homeland's where you're born. And Schwarzenegger's homeland is Austria. Why would she say his homeland was Kenya? And we can play that video clip if folks haven't seen it. I mean, look, they started all this. Why didn't they release it? What do you think's happening?
Well, you know how the states are contemplating passing these birther bills?
Yes.
Do you think that collates in any way? Like heading them up at the pass? And then another thing, also, I was born in Manhattan, New York. Like Mr. Trump was. And on my birth certificate, it states exactly who I am and who my parents were. But as far as the race is concerned, on both of my parents, it said Puerto Rican. Now, if memory serves me correctly, they used words back then, and I know all the states are different, but these words such as Negro or the actual place of birth. Now, wouldn't that reflect Kenyan on Obama's father's part?
Exactly. No. I mean, look, common sense, it would say Kenyan or it would say Negro, and because Anglo, people, Negro has become some type of pejorative or insult. Anglo isn't, it's just a scientific name. I mean, all it means, I guess, in Latin is dark. So great points. Why does it say African? We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to hit some breaking news, and we're going right to your calls on Obama taking the national television's airwaves, breaking in over every major program, broadcast, TV, cable, you name it, breaking into the soap operas, breaking into the morning news shows, and not talking about some type of new war or some crisis or disaster, but laughing and giggling and saying that he was born in Hawaii and releasing his birth certificate. But I thought they released that 2.5 years ago, they said. They said there was no other certificate, that that little receipt was it. Very bizarre. The Federal Reserve has put out its press release just minutes ago. It's up at Infowars.com. Fed leaves rates bond program unchanged. Bernanke at Q&A went on to state that the Federal Reserve is signaling that its $600 billion Treasury bond buying program will end in June. So they're not going to continue QE2 into QE3, at least they say for now, as planned, because the economy has strengthened and companies are starting to hire more. Well, actually, you look at the numbers, unemployment's going up. They put out some fake numbers. We've seen a lot of jobs being lost, housing prices still going down, the dollar plunging, gas prices exploding. No one who's being honest says this economy's getting better, but they say everything is great. So we'll talk more in the next hour with a financial expert about what these announcements signal. But they are going to keep interest rates low. This with Europe raising their interest rates, that's triggering people to buy European Treasury notes and not U.S. Treasury notes. So who's going to buy them? And the Federal Reserve isn't going to be doing it. And we have their full press release up there as well. Also, later, I'm going to get into this huge article at Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson on the heels of Wachovia and Wells Fargo admitting the laundering of $376 million of narcotics money and leasing the narcotics aircraft. Top Mexican drug lord in Chicago court case says I traffic cocaine for the U.S. government. And he's bringing forward the documents that he was part of an approved cartel bringing narcotics into the United States. And that's what the drug war is. It's a war against those that don't pay their cut. And that's why they make drugs illegal, to jack up the prices so the big central banks make more money. And by the way, I can play Fox News saying it's good that our troops help grow opium in Afghanistan. That's a 13-fold increase from what it was in 2001, 93% of the world market. And they cut to a Marine Corps colonel admitting they help grow the opium and help protect it, because if they don't, Al-Qaeda will get it. Give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. This is just so incredible. They keep it illegal, just like they made alcohol illegal so they could triple the price of it during Prohibition. And there was more alcoholism, and it corrupted the police. They know exactly what they're doing. So that big report there. But getting your take on Obama coming out with the birth certificate issue. Ron in Illinois, up in Obama land. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, before I get into that, I just want to say real quick, there's some information that I came into in case anybody's looking to kind of show some people what's going on out there. If you go to the Illinois Attorney General website and go into their history link, right on there it says that that their actual job is to prosecute all actions necessary for the protections and revenues of the Crown. I couldn't believe it when I read it, but if you haven't seen it, you need to go check it out. Into the Obama thing, I love what you do. All the information that's coming out, I think it's such an info warrior bomb. But the only thing that I wanted to say was, is can you tell me, can you speak to, I mean, if the Lieber Code went into place back when, and you talk about it, you know, the U.S. being, the United States being a corporation, hypothetically, I see it as literally a corporation. Is it not true then that he doesn't, I mean, he could hold, you know, the office at McDonald's or Walmart and still have all the qualifications in order to hold that position?
Well, look, at the end of the day, Obama is a teleprompter reading front man who will take all the political blame and then they'll just put in a new guy when he's worn out, and it goes on and on. That's why the globalists are upset, is because for the first time in modern history, the actual banking cartels are being identified instead of just the puppets. And so that's why the system loves this birth certificate issue, and we've been forced to cover it over the years, reluctantly. I mean, I've been criticized for not covering it more and being somewhat ambivalent. I know he gave up his name and became Barry Sotero. He admits that, and that needs to be looked into. I know his records are very secretive. I know his whole family has foundation and intelligence agency connections, but even though that's juicy and interesting, at the end of the day, I'd rather talk about dollar devaluation. I'd rather talk about the TSA and the police state. I'd rather talk about all those issues. But, yes, the District of Columbia operates under administrative law, which is the global government system. And, yes, I've seen federal court cases where they argue admiralty, and they say we're under an emergency since 33 war powers. And so there is some truth to that. Then there's others that say it's a pure corporation registered in Delaware. That's not really true. You know, there's some rumors also kind of floating around, but there is some truth to it, and I appreciate your call. You've got the continuity of government, Pentagon, COG, administrative, dictatorial system running in parallel with the old republic. And now they're just tearing up the track of the old system so that we can't get back to it. But it's always there in our hearts and minds and through common law practice. And that gets all into law theory. But at the end of the day, it's all about having the moral high ground and taking action. So much of this is just lawless hubris. I mean, the TSA legally can't stick their hands down your pants. I've had Congress people on, constitutional lawyers, district attorneys, county attorneys from big, big cities like San Francisco saying this is illegal for them to stick their hand down your pants. A sworn officer can't do it unless there's an emergency and they saw you cram a gun down there. You can't do it. It's illegal to have uncalibrated radiation machines in there that there's no radiology test being done. That violates federal and state law. They just do it. So much, I mean, the Army running checkpoints all over the country. The Marine Corps doing it. It totally violates posse comitatus. They haven't gotten rid of the whole act. They've put a few loopholes in it, but they don't care. They're just doing it. Like 2 years ago when the governor of Tennessee said there's checkpoints with the Army searching cars on highways. No, you get out of here. You can't do that. And the Pentagon said, we're under Homeland Security. Take a hike. That was in the Tennessee papers. So, I mean, you can argue what Lincoln did was unconstitutional and illegal. He did it. He had soldiers that would follow orders. And it's the same thing here, folks. And if we don't speak out and point it out, and we go along with it, even under duress, that sets the common law precedent. Doesn't make it legitimate. You know, they can say, well, under the law, blacks are two-thirds human, and we can hook you up to a plowshare like a donkey. And it wasn't until blacks started fighting back and saying, I'm a human, that they got some of their liberties. I mean, liberty is not given to you folks. It's taken. You need to understand that. Frederick Douglass put it that way. In fact, pull me up the Frederick Douglass quote. Or I'll just give you a quote. Liberty is not given. It's taken. Okay? And the answer in 1984 is 1776. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. You're on the air, John.
Oh, hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good. Welcome.
Yes, I just wanted to say really quick that here in Vancouver, there was a mistake, not Ohio, that the radiation is now 99 times over the legal limit. And about the birth certificate, I just wanted to say why he's making such a fuss about not showing it. I mean, could you imagine how easy it is to just fake one? I mean, I don't see why he's making such a big deal out about it, you know.
So you think they hyped it up this whole time to later make it a political diversion?
Exactly. I mean, do you know how easy it is? People on the streets can do it. They can fake it. It's very simple.
Or they got people they pay off in the different state bureaus, the hospitals, and the Bureau of Vital Statistics. They can get a copy of a dead person who died young and then operate under their name.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a good time. God bless you and your family.
Thank you, John. Good points. Justin in Missouri, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling about the Trump thing and about the birth certificate thing.
Well, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's clearly, like the last caller just said, of course it's a sideshow. I mean, they want to get your eye off the ball. And Donald Trump, as far as he's concerned, he's a shill, of course. Because the liberty movement's on the move out there, and it's just clear that the establishment's flailing now. I mean, you know, it's all going to be a big show.
Well, notice that, you know, the media keeps saying, ooh, Trump's getting tough. He's got the leadership we need. He'll fight. Well, Trump is this Chucky Schumer supporter involved in all sort of inside sweetheart deals. He's a multi-state casino owner. And say what you want about casinos, folks. That's a dirty business. And he's slick, sure. I'm tired of slick talk. I'd rather have somebody who isn't the best speaker like Ron Paul, who stands on what they believe and is a constitutionalist. Donald Trump supports eminent domain, grabbing old ladies' houses. He's involved in all sorts of questionable penny stocks. I mean, Donald Trump is a big, seedy person, and he supported socialist health care. Now he's saying a lot of things that make sense, but it's a pitch. But Americans, some of them like to think that there's a magic secret bullet out there that's going to fix everything for them. And I'm sorry, folks, it isn't Donald Trump.
The Ron Paul thing, all the people out there, you know, all the ones who are he's too old or he can't win, well, they need to understand that it's the message, not the man. You know, and who thinks that Ron Paul wouldn't put a like-minded person to his right hand anyway?
Well, regardless, Ron Paul jogs, rides bikes every day, eats like a bird, and he's probably at the body of about a 68-year-old, not a 75-year-old. And, you know, he'd get in there and be out of office in one term, you know, when he was 80 or 84. And but again, Ron Paul isn't going to save us. He's one step towards that. We've got to take the states back through 10th Amendment nullification. Great points, Justin, Steve, Tim, Jamie, Tim, and others. Your calls straight ahead on the other side. Lord Christopher Monckton. Then we're going to get into the dollar situation with Porter Stansberry.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Other news, U.S. broadens Mexico travel warning. That's right, American citizens being targeted for murder and kidnapping in Mexico. Our gallant little friend of the South, the failed state, also top Mexican drug lord, I traffic cocaine for the U.S. government. That comes out in federal court. That's up on Infowars.com. Big investigative report by Paul Joseph Watson. And now they just kind of hide it in plain view on Fox News. Yes, the U.S. military, Marines, and Army guard the poppy and give them fertilizer, and it's shipped out, but we're not going to discuss that. If we catch you with it, you're going to one of our private prisons owned by big banks that launder the money. Is that clear? Because we're anti-drug here in America. And Wachovia and Wells Fargo, you made $376 billion. You laundered it. You're leasing the aircraft for the drugs. You admit it. We're going to pay 0.3% fine of $100 million on the $376 billion. Oh, boy, that's a good business if you can get it. I wonder if you get caught with some heroin or cocaine and you're going to pay a fine that's 0.3, the value of it. No, you're going to probably get billy clubbed on the head. You're going to go to a prison. You're going to get gang raped. And then the taxpayer is going to pay for your HIV infection, which is even better for the globalists. It's all part of the land of the free, home of the brave. I'm supposed to be naive here when I pull up to an illegal police checkpoint and they go, got any alcohol or drugs in there? And I stick my head out three separate times and say, no, I don't use the products your boss is shipping. Ooh, they get mad. Get out of the car. I'm like, great, I'm not a drug dealer like you. And you know the government's bringing the drugs in, officer. Leave me alone. Don't destroy America and your children's future. All right, get back in your car. Get out of here. I don't care what you do to me. I don't care. I know you bring it in, and I'm done playing games with you. I'm through with it. I know you run the terrorist. I'm sick of it. It was all over the news yesterday. Well, yes, the top Al-Qaeda in Pakistan is MI6 running the attacks and killing people, but so what? And yeah, the head of Al-Qaeda meets secretly at the Pentagon, and the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. I mean, on and on and on. I don't believe any of it. Obama might be from England. He might be from Canada. I don't care. He's a teleprompter reader. He looks nothing like his father. Of course it's all a big lie. I don't know what the lie is, but they've been covering it up and telling you that that computer printout was his birth certificate for over 2 years, and now they've released one that doesn't even have the vital statistics on it, I was noticing, all of them. I don't know. And now his race is African. I never heard of that. I mean, that's something that came out in the 70s and 80s. Folks, something's going on here, and it's like designed to make us focus on it. So I'm being forced to cover it because everybody's obsessed with it. Remember 2 years ago I got criticized for not really talking about it? I had a few guests on. I'm getting tired of it, but we got to cover it because by covering it, we can show people the full spectrum of what's going on. Oh, I'm getting mad now. Who's up next here? Stephen in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I want to give my take on this birth certificate issue, and then if you have time, I want to relate a conversation I had recently with a neighbor about this six-year-old girl in New Orleans, whose mother you just recently interviewed about this molestation by the TSA. But here's my take on this. You know, I was thinking about, you know, you've covered at length how Beck co-opted the Tea Party / Patriot movement basically to nullify it and, you know, put their own spin on it. And I think in the same respect, what's going on here is these people have taken, you know, people don't understand America. The media, as you brought out, is run by the Pentagon. You know, it's all about psyops and why you call your site InfoWars, and they don't understand how propaganda works and how they're masters at manipulating people's thinking to get them to react in a certain way. But I think this is where what they're doing is taking a legitimate issue of this guy's birth and co-opting it in order to make it, you know, in a sense, a non-issue by saying, well, we brought it out now, so, you know, we've neutralized this. But more importantly, as you brought out, to make it a diversionary tactic from the bigger issues of which this is just like the tip of the iceberg.
And because Obama is wrong on wars, torture, the economy, the insider behavior, the government health care, the waivers for his buddies, because he is just on every front plunging, this can be a little fake win for him.
Right.
And then it further politicizes stuff. So now if you say Barack Obama hired the head of GE and then signed waivers for their power plants, they're like, oh, yeah, just like the birth certificate. Hey, the sky's blue. Oh, and next you're going to say Obama doesn't have a birth certificate. Now, what was your comment on the other issue?
Well, what I want to say is I talked to a neighbor of mine, and basically what he said when I was discussing the TSA molesting children, well, but if the parents have a kid loaded down with drugs, sure, why not?
Oh, exactly. I mean, and now they got TSA on the streets, and he'll let his wife and daughter have this done to him. And next is proctology exams. We're actually talking about that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony was the place we'd meet. Second seat.
All right, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live a little bit into the next hour. Lord Christopher Monckton is going to be our guest on a host of issues, economics, the latest green movement's move to seize control of the infrastructure, also the royal wedding. And we may be a little bit of a disagreement on that. I was asking him, you know, I know we're having him back on this week to continue our interview of last week because we ran out of time. But I said, what are some issues you want to raise? He said, well, the royal wedding. And his point is, sovereignty is under such attack that if it makes people hang out the British flag, the UK flag, if it makes them think about sovereignty against the EU, modern bureaucratic royalty, it's a positive thing. So I do see that facet. My larger issue was the royals and Prince Charles and Philip and carbon tax promoting and one-child policy promoting, everything that Lord Monckton is diametrically opposed to. Also, my issue with the royalist over in England, is obviously it was the House of, well, it was the Lords that brought the out-of-control monarchy to heel in 1215 with Magna Carta. And, of course, many of the lords in the House of Commons supported the 1776 move. It wasn't until King George III traveled, of course, to Parliament and demanded they launch the war. So there's a very diverse view over in England, and we'll try to decipher and break some of that down. But Lord Christopher Monckton is a hereditary peer of the Crown. And, of course, he is also the third Viscount of Monckton. And Brenchley is a British politician, public speaker, former newspaper editor, hereditary peer, formerly member of the Conservative Party, former head of it. And now he's back in it, standing for Parliament in Scotland. Monckton has been the, leader of the party. He served in Conservative central office and was one of the top advisors on science and policy to Margaret Thatcher. And he's also written some of the biggest newspapers in England, the Sunday Telegraph, the Evening Standard newspapers. But before we get into all that, Lord Monckton, and the subtleties of what's happening over in England and the big royal wedding that everybody's so excited about, I think over here more than over there, before we go there, what's your view of this whole birth certificate issue and Obama coming out and breaking into television programming to say that here's my birth certificate? I thought they'd released it 2.5 years ago, and they said there was no long form. Now they're contradicting themselves. I've never been a birther, but I've been forced to investigate it a bit, and I think it's ambiguous. What's your view?
I had a look at this a couple of years ago because somebody sent me what they said was a Kenyan birth certificate for Obama. And I looked at it, and superficially it all looked very plausible. Then I checked a few things out, and it was clear that somebody had just made it up. And so there's probably a lot of misdirection on all sides going on this. What I did find out was that Obama's lawyers have spent millions over the last few years shutting down inquiries into his past. You can't get, you couldn't recently get his birth certificate. You couldn't get his school records, his college records. All of this was sealed. Now, in Britain, that would be unthinkable. We're not a democracy anymore, but we do still expect our public representatives to have all their career and all their documentation on file where we can have a look at it. The idea of sealing it so that ordinary people can't see his birth certificate, and that, of course, is what went on for a couple of years, is quite extraordinary. So, I'm not a birther either, but I can tell you quite a nice little story about this. I was speaking at a Tea Party rally in Washington last year, and I started out by saying, "Welcome to America, land of opportunity. You can be born in Kenya and end up as President of the United States." And they all laughed, politely enough. But the press went ballistic, and they came rushing up to me after my speech, and they said, "Oh, do you believe that Obama was born in Kenya?" I said, "Look, I haven't the faintest idea where Obama was born, but I am fascinated at how incurious you in the media are about his background, given how much of it's been sealed. But let me explain. That ha, ha, ha noise that you heard when I told what we on the right call a joke is what we on the right call laughter. May I introduce you to the concept? It's something you might like to do more of."
Well, I've been impressed by your deep knowledge, not just of common law or English law or our law, that's a cousin of it or a growth of it, an outgrowth. But I know in Latin, but I can't remember the exact phrase. We know qui bono, who stands to gain, who benefits. But what's the Latin phrase or the English translation of it that the cover-up, the absconding, the suppression of evidence is generally – the evidence of guilt?
Oh, golly, now. Yes, I can't now instantly recall that one. It's one of these Latin tags they used to use until Tony Blair came along and said that Latin was too old-fashioned and nobody was to use it in the courts anymore. So you would hear it in Scotland, where Latin is still quite frequently used in the courts, but not any longer in England. I can't remember the particular phrase you mean, but certainly it is very puzzling that Obama and his lawyers have been messing around with this in the way that they have. He could and should have come out with all the documentation much earlier on, instead of really dangling the idea in front of people that maybe he wasn't all that he said that he was. And that was unfortunate. It makes people uneasy to think the chief executive
might not in fact be validly the chief executive because he was born somewhere else, and that every law that he signed might be invalid. I mean, there have been judges speculating on this because so long has he taken to get round to just doing what in Britain would have been available anyway from Somerset House and providing his birth certificate.
And still
and
99...
puzzling.
Mm-hmm, exactly, and still 99.9% of his records are sealed while other politicians aren't doing that. So why hide it if there isn't something there he doesn't want us to look at? And many believe, and we've seen this in his own admissions partially, that his name was Barry Sotero. He was adopted in Indonesia. He did go to school there. We have the school form where he says that he was a Muslim. And so it, I even had a guest on yesterday before this happened saying, I think he was born in, from the evidence, in the Hawaiian Islands, but there's something else there they're hiding. And clearly, why spend millions blocking all this if they're not hiding something?
Well, it is very unsatisfactory, very undemocratic, and very stupid of him if there's nothing to hide. If there is something to hide, then my guess is that because of all the messing around, eventually some of these lazy left-wing journalists will start digging, and when they do, they'll start finding things.
Well, remember we were told with the climate people that it was all peer-reviewed, 100%, no mistakes, and then every time you get the documents and burrow in, it's complete fraud, complete lies, or photos by a film student of the Himalayas is now total scientific proof with 2,000 scientists that they're going to totally melt. And it turns out it's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors, total hollow flim-flam. The point is they don't want us digging into anything they're doing because 9 times out of 10, if we scratch the surface, we find out it's rotten beneath the surface.
That's right. The maggots are crawling out as we speak. No, certainly on the climate thing, it's all over by the shouting now. I mean, nobody seriously believes we're going to get a 20-foot sea level rise that Al Gore was talking about after a century with hardly any. No, nobody believes that we're going to get a massive temperature rise after 10 years with no temperature rise at all. All of it has been exaggerated. And the usual suspects are becoming hysterical. You now see on the Green website, where did we go wrong? Why does nobody believe us? Answer, because what they've been saying isn't true. And eventually, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. Fact is, they've blown it because they tried on the left to politicize the truth. The traffic light tendency, as I call them, the greens too yellow to admit they're really reds, they tried to take over the subject of science itself and politicize it in the way that Marxism has tried to politicize everything else it touches.
Well, that's how the controlled left, the staged left here in the U.S. does it. They create watchdog groups that claim they're completely unpartisan and the absolute arbiters of fact, as if they are Christ at the Sermon on the Mount or Moses at Mount Sinai, you know, the lawgiver. And then when you get their corporate documents and internal documents like Media Matters a few months ago, Politico did, it's a wholly owned subsidiary of George Soros stating, we are here to destroy the alternative media, to infiltrate groups, cognitive dissidents, Cass Sunstein at the White House saying we're here to destroy freedom, we're here to shut down free press. They actually, I mean, these are seething authoritarians, and now you have all the major green leaders in Europe and the U.S. coming out saying green fascism, their term, is sexy. We're going to bring tyranny. If you don't like it, we'll enforce it at the barrel of a gun. The truth is they are manifest frauds, and they love to pose as if they are God.
Well, the great thing now is that they've made the huge mistake of trying to politicize science. And the reason why that's a mistake is that science, in the end, is there to establish, objectively speaking, what is true and distinguish it from what is not true. And what they have been trying to say is that their particular weird point of view was the scientific truth, when science, increasingly openly, is finding the courage to say it isn't. And this, Alex, this could be the end of the political left. I think they really have blown it on this one. It's becoming visible to everyone that this global warming thing is nonsense. I was at the University of St. Andrews last week, speaking on behalf of the United Kingdom Independence Party there, and I mentioned that all of Scotland's windmills, if they went on for 20 years as they are now, will forestall 0.00002 Celsius of global warming. That is all. So all these measures they have, they're not cost-effective. It doesn't matter what, even if they were right about this, it isn't cost-effective to do anything about
it. Sure, reality encroaches on their fantasy. Sorry.
That is what's happening. While I'm on this point of the United Kingdom Independence Party, I'm very grateful, Alex, that you're letting me do these broadcasts in these few weeks, because here I am in Edinburgh, and I came here and hired an apartment here so that I would have access to all the news media and the studios. I am, after all, the leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party in Scotland, the only party that opposes Alex Salmond's programme. He's the current First Minister of Scotland, of covering the whole of the Highlands in windmills, because he thinks this is going to save the planet, and of course, clearly it isn't, and it just to bankrupt us. But can I get any of the news media to let me anywhere near a microphone or a television camera? Absolutely not. They are giving coverage to parties far smaller, with far fewer votes than UKIP, but they will not give us any coverage, because we are the party that speak for the people. We are the party that speak for freedom against the establishment and the political class. And the media increasingly see themselves as part of the political class, and that their duty is not any longer to question the politicians in charge, but to keep them there and to make sure that nobody from any of the smaller parties, and we are now the second largest party in Britain, but that counts as a small party as far as they're concerned, should be allowed anywhere near a microphone. The only way I can speak to the people of Scotland and be heard at the moment, Alex, is through your program.
Unbelievable. We have a lot of listeners on the shortwave, on satellite, and the internet in Scotland, and it's more important than ever that they spread the word and let people know that this is suppressed information, that they send people the videos and audio of the interviews you've done here via YouTube out to everyone. And it will spread virally when you let people know this is being suppressed. That's like advertising a football game, and then when the other team shows up to get on the field, you don't let them on the field, and then your referees declare you the winner. But it's because they are losing so much credibility that they're desperate to not give you equal or fair time or any time. And that takes us back to the fact that regardless of where Obama was really born, 62% of Americans don't think he was born here, because they don't believe anything he says. And as the system has this credibility implosion, they're going to get more and more authoritarian. Now, you wanted to talk some, before we get into some other issues, about the royal wedding. And you were telling me off air, it's a positive thing, because nationalism is anathema to the one world government movement. And so clearly, if this is a way to bring the people of the UK together, it can be seen as positive. What's your view overall on the royal wedding?
Well, that is exactly the point. The United Kingdom Independence Party is the one party in Scotland that unashamedly believes in keeping the monarchy, keeping the non-political head of state separate from the political heads of government. That way, we have some national identity. We have a national focus, which we badly need now that 5/6 of our laws are made for us, whether we like it or not, by the unelected commissars. That's the official German name for them, very revealing name, the communist commissars of the European Union. They now make, behind closed doors, 5/6 of Scotland's laws, of England's laws, and of all the other 27 countries in the dismal empire of Brussels. This is a sort of tyranny by Clark. And we are the one party that says we believe in the monarchy. To us, a royal wedding is an expression of our national identity, and it's a day of celebration and fun and of being proud that we are an independent and democratic nation, and who, by our will have kept the monarchy there. After all, if we didn't want the monarchy, we could have voted it out of existence long ago. But we haven't done that. We have voted to keep it because we now need it as a defense against the increasing encroachment of alien powers and alien concepts, all of which are anti-democratic, even in our own news media, which is why I'm so delighted to be able to speak to my friends all over Scotland through you. Just to give you an example of the sort of things that's been happening, I had a press officer on the case for 2 weeks, ringing every day, every TV studio, every radio, every newspaper, saying, here we are, here's our message for today. And one of them, one of the biggest TV companies in Britain, STV, their political correspondent eventually came on the line. He said, look, we have mentioned the United Kingdom Independence Party once before the campaign began. We are not going to mention it at all for the rest of the campaign, whatever happens. That's how entirely unfair it is. And so that's why I'm so grateful that I can now say to the people of Scotland, we are the one party that says no to all these windmills. No more new windmills.
What about organizing protest out front, some of the bigger stations, and have UK Independence Party people out there to point out to everybody this is happening?
Well, on Sunday, for instance, they have the leaders' debate, where the leaders of the major parties in this election will be in a television studio being watched by the whole people of Scotland, run by the BBC. The one political leader who will not be there, unless I can gate crash it, is me.
All right, we'll be right back, Lord Monckton. Stay there.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
More Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest. A little bit into the next hour, we'll continue with your phone calls and get into dollar policy from the private Federal Reserve that the head of the Federal Reserve in Kansas City and Dallas is saying will cause hyperinflation. Walmart head saying that. McDonald's is saying that. And I'm hearing, I even heard Huckabee on the radio this morning, Governor Huckabee, saying that this is basically by design to bankrupt us by the banking class. So amazing information. Lord Monckton, I want to get more into some of the geopolitical things that are happening and the exciting news, because, I mean, I know you really say what you think, that the communist collectivists posing as environmentalists are bleeding out and maybe mortally wounded. How do we ensure that that happens politically and that there be a new renaissance and a reawakening of liberty? But getting back to the monarchy, look, I understand that having you know the royal family and having the House of Lords and all that's part of England. I understand it was the Lords that, as I said earlier, brought in the Magna Carta, what is the precursor to our Constitution, Bill of Rights. I understand large sections of the gentry and the commoners and the elite in England actually supported the move in 1776, but that the King George III overrode it with his speech to Parliament. So I understand it's a very diverse issue, and I see your point about sovereignty. I wouldn't have such a big problem with the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, known as the Windsors, if all the leadership I see supporting eugenics, one-child policies, global carbon taxes, constantly running around pushing for, you know, that I shouldn't be able to take a shower, but Prince Charles can have these trains and helicopters and jets. I mean, bottom line, I understand UK Independence Party has great policies on every issue, and I understand you see it as a sovereignty issue to support the monarchy because it's one of the few vestiges that could be seen as English that's left, and versus the new monarchy of the unelected, pointy-headed Herman von Rompuy, and Schwarzenegger now wants to come over and be the head of it. I get it. I understand it. But you know, as a lord, as a hereditary lord who does stand up for liberty, I mean, I know you know the top folks at the House of Windsor. Do you ever talk to them about their socialistic activity?
Well, yes. I mean, I did have a quiet word with Prince Charles the other day at his birthday party and said, look, you know, this climate thing, you can go on talking about deforestation by all means. That's something where, you know, your voice needs to be heard. But get off the climate, I said. First of all, it's a political football. You shouldn't be intervening in politics. You're supposed to be above politics. But secondly, for heaven's sake, the science is collapsing. And he looks very upset. He doesn't like to be told that this new religion that he's adopted is hollow underneath and there's no truth in it. He gets very upset because he is surrounded by people from, you know, what we would call the usual suspects, the Marxist left, who are doing their best to capture the monarchy as they're trying to capture everything else in life, as they've tried to capture science. But the reason why I think that despite all that, we've got to back the monarchy is that when Prince Charles eventually becomes king, he will have to be silent about this nonsense, or he will have to go. Because increasingly, it is realized that the monarchy only remains the monarchy by the will of the people. And if Prince Charles continues to take sides on political issues, then he will lose support for the institution of the monarchy very, very quickly. And his advisers, I know this, are already telling him that. And he is trying to balance what they're saying in one ear with what the Marxists are saying to him in through the other ear about how if we really want to destroy capitalism and introduce the new communist world order, we have to go on plugging away at the climate because it's our best hope of bringing this about. That's their message.
Lord Monckton, this is amazing. Back in 1 minute. Sorry to interrupt you. Tell us more. But you're right. In the news, because of his politics, they're already talking about passing him over.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.